might expect. So first of all, looking at our periodic table, you need to be comfortable with where the different elements are to be found in the characteristics of those elements in the periodic table. So starting over on the left hand side, we've got metals in group 1 and group 2. Over on the right hand side, we've got the main groups then, which are progressively losing metal character. So the diagonal line going down here then are our metalloids, which are in between the metals and the non-metals. And on the right-hand side, we have got the most non-metallic thing, the noble gases over on the hard right-hand side. Dividing into the classes then, group 1 are called the alkaline metals, group 2 the alkaline earth metals, the transition metals, the block in the middle. The organic chemistry then is developed around that one element there. We can add to it elements like nitrogen, sulfur, oxygen, the halogens, but typically it's the carbon and the hydrogen that are the essence for organic compounds. Now all of the rest of that periodic table then, when we bind in amongst those elements, that makes up inorganic chemistry.